So here I am again with another edition of the XFEP podcast. It is Monday, April 21st, 2008, and I am your host, a very tired David Beralti. So today I wanted to talk a little bit about my current situation and kind of how it relates back to blogging. A bunch of my friends and family are kind of wondering why I'm not able to really do my work lately, and we recently just got a new puppy and she doesn't sleep through the night, and what that means is that I'm awake with her pretty often trying to get her more comfortable. She was only about 5.5 weeks when we got her. She's a black lab, and she's very unhappy to be separated from her mommy. So I've been trying to baby her, trying to, you know, get her through the nights, especially because my wife is working on finishing up a class where her exam's coming up soon, so she needs to be, you know, pretty much at her peak capacity. So, you know, I've been trying to take the load off of her and trying to do the best I can with this dog. And unfortunately, it's killing my productivity at work. I wasn't able to get a podcast out on Friday because I was already starting to feel the effects of having a hyperactive puppy that, you know, never wants to sleep. So the big issue right now, and you know, my explanation for why I haven't been able to get much work done is because people don't really realize how much focus and how much creativity and how much concentration that writing blog posts really takes. You know, you have to find, you know, the subject that you want to cover, and if you want to really make your mark in the blogosphere, you really have to come up with something new and creative, innovative, and that takes time and energy and focus, and those are all things I really haven't had lately. Creativity, I think, is the big one. I found as soon as I had my first night with only 4 hours sleep, my creativity dropped by a huge margin over my normal level. I wasn't able to really come up with concepts or flesh them out. I wasn't able to connect the dots really for my different ideas and make them flow into a real post. Pretty much I've just been kind of republishing news, tracking, you know, technology stories and things that don't take much creativity. And those kind of stories are great for holding your blog over, but they're not going to win you any awards or get you big bumps of traffic. I'm hoping that as I get used to, you know, having some fairly sleepless nights, and also as I get a little more time sleeping, hopefully as the dog gets a little older, I'll be able to kind of get back into that stride. But I really think that creativity in blogging is something that's really not focused on enough. I think that too many people think we just, you know, read the news, add our opinion, republish it, and done, or that we're just taking our own personal experiences and not doing any research and done, or really thinking about it and contemplating what we want to say. And, you know, that kind of offends me in a way. So I just wanted to come on here for my Monday morning podcast and kind of share my experiences with you guys lately. I hope you are all checking out the podcast. I hope you're enjoying it. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please let me know on xfep.com/contact. Also, I just wanted to end the show saying that there's some big news coming from my life soon. And you kind of understand how big it is when I say that it's basically going to, you know, choose my destiny in my life. You know, I have a baby on the way in 7 months. We just got a new puppy. And, you know, it all ties in together with this new big news. So check back on, I think, May 1st is when I'll be telling the world, and I hope you have a great day.